as the heirloom of purity, and the goddess of peace. For their flames throughout the nation tonight, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless them without limit and prepare us in whatever way is required to hold the immortal purity of the heirloom of purity in and around us wherever we go, until its flame is seen by all and its very presence compels eternal purity. Beloved ones of Saint Germain's family, thank you for your presence here tonight, and I bear you greetings of love and gratitude from the hosts of the sacred fire, who are grateful to you for your cause. May the power of their love through those great flames of creation come to assist you now and to remain as your ascended master friends of the sacred fire until purity is automatic everywhere you move. The great invincible purifying power of life, my dear ones, is the sacred fire in its many, many manifestations, inner and outer. And since the nation and the world must be purified from the present discord, then those who of their own free will have sought to give obedience to the law of purity are naturally cared for in a way that is extremely powerful. I shall remind you of something the beloved Saint Germain said to the messengers in the beginning. A service given when asked is one thing, but a service given when unasked is a far greater thing. And since you have offered your help and your calls through your decrees have drawn forth the response of those who direct the sacred fire to the earth, you will find one day that your willingness to stand by at this time and give these decrees for the correction of conditions within your nation will bring to you individually a very wonderful blessing. Because as you become more and more accustomed to using the immortal powers of the sacred fire, and as you visualize those flames more and more about yourselves and about others, more of the interaction of the fire element from our octave can come into your outer use in the physical world, and that will much more easily control conditions of the outer activity. Now, dear ones, you all enjoy miracles, I'm quite sure. We do too, since they are God's ways, uninterrupted by mankind's discord. Then I think it is time for you to demand that there come into outer action the immortal miracles of our cosmic purity. And if you will demand them in and around yourselves, and you demand the cosmic Christ legions of immortal purity to charge and surround you and your homes and your affairs, we can send an individualized group, so to speak, of both the angelic host and those of the ascended ones who offer their assistance to draw those flames of immortal purity in and around you all, and you will find many things just automatically disappearing because of the intensity of the fire element that is drawn. And dear hearts, you may just as well have miracles, which are God's ways as mankind's ways. You know there can no unhappiness come to you from God. And therefore, God's ways are the ways of miracles must come in to your outer use. And your ways and means of doing things must become more and more God's way of producing manifestation. And so as you move forward to produce conditions in the physical world that fulfill the divine plan, then it is more necessary to demand the miracle powers of life in their immortal purity come now into your outer use. The world might call them miracles or miracle powers, but they are just the natural use of this activity of the sacred fire, and it is the natural way to live life when you pour intense love to your presence and to those who have gone the pathway before you and have learned where the pitfalls are and learned what to do to avoid them. Therefore, the immortal purity that you demand into outer physical action becomes a safeguard for you as you move among the conditions of the outer world. Many times, people who keep their attention upon the presence and these wonderful interactivities of life can go through conditions and be totally oblivious to the destructive things that another person would automatically tune into as any individual passes through some of the conditions of the outer world. So when you call forth our immortal purity around you or our great cosmic Christ flame of that immortal purity, it is a powerful insulation and a powerful protection to your own affairs just as well as to your physical selves or your loved ones. This power of purity can protect your business and the things you do in the physical octave quite as well as to draw forth these inner powers that you should be using. So tonight, if you care to make the experiment with me and draw forth the miracle flames of immortal purity in and around yourselves, I shall leave you free to examine the experiences you have and see what the joy is and what the wonderful powers are that are contained within these miracle flames to which I turn your attention. The miracle flames of immortal purity you can command to flood your world till you live in the world of the sacred fire. Now, your violet consuming flame is the master flame, so to speak, of immortal purity. But it has within it such intense love and such immortal power that as you begin to qualify it as a miracle flame of immortal purity, wherever you direct it, don't be surprised if you have miracles. because its natural radiation is to bring about the divine ways of doing things that were the original actions and activities of mankind, much which have been forgotten because of the long centuries of discord. And I want to bear to you tonight the love of the mighty Son of Kumara, for he gives me this assurance that since many times in the past, when the entire safety of the earth was threatened, he intensified his miracle flame of love to consume a certain proportion of the destructive forces in order to save the earth. He assures me he is quite capable of doing it again. Thank you, precious ones, for that. Won't you be seated, please? And I assure you, my dear ones, there is no greater miracle that has ever come to this earth in any age than the love the mighty Son of Kumara has poured at intervals through the centuries, and also that from the mighty Cyclopean. These great beings who in every cycle, every so many years, come forth and flood throughout the atmosphere of earth their great flames of love in their purifying power, have saved the earth thus far, my dear ones, by love. On tonight, while I am speaking these words to you through the messenger, there is going forth throughout your city and throughout the nation again the purifying flames of our love. Because the immortal purity that holds control of the energy, or purifies a certain proportion of the energy of a planet, that control has to be held by the love of some individual being or several of them. Because the great streams of that energy have to go forth qualified with the love of some individual life stream. Well, since we act in that capacity for the whole planet, you can act in a similar capacity in your own affairs, in your homes, in your business, and in your association with each other, and in your city. Each of you can call forth within the city from whence you come, the individual miracle flames of our immortal purity. And as that call comes up to us, we not only answer the call and send that flame throughout the city, but do you think we would forget you who made the call? Wouldn't our love pass through you? It surely would. and if you call it the miracle flame of our immortal purity, you may have many, many miracles that automatically come forth because the condition of purity has been provided to anchor those manifestations into the physical octave to later on become the perfectly natural way of life in the activities of those who are to follow on. So these flames that you call forth now of our great love of immortal purity become, as it were, way stations for those who are following on, and even for yourselves, to enter in and feel the greater power of our love to produce the miracles you desire to manifest in your outer life. Now, these activities are as natural as breathing. Why? Because isn't love natural? Of course, it might not seem so in your outer world tonight, but after all, it is. Love is the only natural way of life. Hatred and viciousness and selfishness are the unnatural way of existence. So when you turn to us and call forth our miracle love into outer condition, and you demand the immortal purity of that miracle love, you charge in and around you that you may do all things more quickly and perfectly. Well, it is a great joy to us who have a chance to expand that into the physical world. And naturally, if you give us the opening whereby that flame goes forth to thousands of people, it would include you, and it would include the conditions in the world about you with which you have to deal. So it has a double purpose of harmonizing in the physical octave both yourselves and your affairs and those which affect the nation, and then the world. So it is not by idle chance, I assure you, that I have come tonight, or that I am turning your attention to the use of one of the most miraculous powers in the universe, that of immortal purity and immortal love. They are one in all ways. But dear ones, when you want one special quality intensified, you must specialize in your decree. And therefore, if you want to call forth the miracle purity of my love, or you want to call the miracle love of my purity, either way you want it, whichever quality is most desired shall be charged with that dynamic action for you. And purity and love, my dear ones, are your only insulation against fear. They are the only power that dissolves fear. And you have not always understood that the violet consuming flame is a very intense cosmic action of love. We have told you many times that it is the balance of love and forgiveness and purity. It is the great mercy to life. But you do not all have that in your feeling world as your concept. The violet flame to you has seemed most of all a way and means of dissolving something unpleasant. but you have not qualified it with the miracle love which the mighty I Am Presence and the great central sun is when it gave that violet flame to the earth. Therefore, it has given the miracle power of its own love and its own purity into your outer use to govern conditions harmoniously. So as we move forward, using some of these greater inner powers of life, and as they reveal to you their wondrous, wondrous action, you will begin to see how near God's miracles are to you and your world. And if you contemplate miracles enough, you become miracles, don't you? What you contemplate, you become. Supposing you want a miracle. Oh, just a happy miracle of perfection. Well, if you want it to manifest, you must first of all think it. Think that you want it. And visualize the picture. Then if you feel, if you will send your love to that with the intense feeling of drawing it into outer manifestation, you will soon produce it. Then if you want it in yourselves, contemplate it until your atomic structure has become the flame of the miracle you desire. Oh, it's as simple as breathing. Just like ABC to you, it's the ABC of the universe. Only, you know, we have the wisdom to go to school when most of you ran away. Hence, we're calling you back again. We're showing you where you must go to learn the lesson you require that give you the powers that you need in the outer world to undo the discord of the mistakes of the past. Now, supposing you have had mistakes, and who hasn't? Wouldn't you like a miracle way of getting rid of them? Wouldn't you like the miracle of forgiveness, the miracle of love, the miracle of transmutation, the miracle of purity, to remove those mistakes, take them out of your memory, and replace them with that which you have longed to do that produces perfection? Why, surely you do. We all do. We want that for you, and I'm sure you want it for all. Well, then let us have the miracle way of correcting mistakes, consuming their reaction, and replacing them by the perfection that is the miracle happiness of all eternity. So, you have been taught recently to use the word immortal before the things you want to be sustained in action. You can just as well have immortal miracles, and I'm quite sure you'll begin to realize how you may transcend time and space and the limitation that in the past you have accepted. So tonight, I give you another one of our wonderful secrets, another secret of our immortal love. So may the miracle love release to you its miracle secrets and show you the ways and means that the great God presence of life has of doing all things in the most joyous way, which is always that that produces most perfection and most happiness out of everything you attempt to do. And may I say to you, you don't realize yet what a miracle you are. But we see what a miracle it is under the action of the cosmic law that there should be this many people on the earth at this time who want purity enough to strive for it when the rest of the world isn't looking for miracles or purity, either one. So after all, you are a miracle. And if you want more miracles, who is there to say you shouldn't have them? There's no law in heaven or earth to prevent you having all the miracles you want, and you can have filled today with them, and you may fill tomorrow with them, and you may fill the rest of eternity with the immortal miracles of our love. And they contain happiness that you have never yet explored. Oh yes, our realm of happiness is a place well worth exploring. It is our treasure house. It is the book of life. It is the record of the past, of all that produced happiness. And I think it would be well to explore some of that. You've been exploring so long in other directions. I hope you become curious about exploring in our realm of happiness. So tonight, thank you, precious ones, will you please don your garment of the miracle happiness of immortality, the miracle happiness of purity, immortal purity, the miracle happiness of immortal supply, the miracle happiness of the immortal powers that your blessed higher mental body uses all the time. And may we be privileged to reveal to you ahead of time some of the magnificent miracle beauty and perfection on the plan that we would like to discuss with you, to bring into outer manifestation that which is to last throughout eternity. You are about to see the opening of the activities of the incoming golden age, wherein all that you build must come into line with the beauty that is to be the immortal condition of the future, and with the purity that is the ways and means of manifesting. So when you enter in to the use of the great miracle powers of your own blessed I Am presence, command the perfection you bring forth be charged with immortality and stand a living blessing to all the universe by the miracle love of our immortal purity. And that you shall become that in yourselves You shall have the power to bring it to others, and you shall enjoy the use of that until you will remember my words when I say, you yourself are a miracle. Won't you be seated, please? Your eternal identity is the way of God, uninterfered with by the human discord. And that means your eternal identity is the flame in your heart, the higher mental body, the electronic presence, uninterfered with by the discord of the outer world. So when you call forth to the presence and you say, mighty I am presence in me, come forth, the miracle producing, the miracle manifesting presence of immortal joy. Oh, you can just well charge your daily actions with joy as with struggle. It is only a matter of remembering to do it. You become enmeshed sometimes in the pull of the outer world, and you simply forget it. Because there isn't a person sitting here in this room tonight who couldn't charge forth the miracle of immortal joy into everything you do. And it would come. Everything that you did would bring you happiness. The miracle joy of immortal purity, immortal love. The miracle love of the great central sum that always produces joy. But you just forget, that is all. Doesn't that seem simple? Well, you have an eternal memory that you could call forth if you want to put it to work. You might call your miracle memory forth and see what you could do with yourselves. Thank you, precious ones. And your miracle memory would contain the perfection you once were and will become again and must become again. So if you demand the miracle memory of the great love that you once were in the great central sun, it won't be so difficult to charge that flame into conditions until they come back to you as a miracle of happiness. The love in the great central sun is the greatest miracle of the universe, my dear ones. And if you draw forth its miracle powers, or you demand the miracle love of the great central sun, come forth through you and compel outer conditions to become itself, you will feel the master power of the control of conditions in the outer world. And may you feel that tonight with very, very great intensity and very great joy, for it is real. It is all-powerful, and it is awaiting an opportunity to anchor permanently in the outer world through your command. So as I leave you enfolded in its miracle happiness, now that miracle love from the great central sun, may its flame show you tonight some of its master powers and clear the outer mind and show you the easy, perfect, permanent way to do everything your hearts desire to do, and regardless of time, place, or space, you will be able to produce the perfection you have desired. And when you call it miracle perfection, it shall be that, and immortal, if you so command it. So I wrap you in the flame of my miracle love, and its miracle happiness shall attend you and just kind of remind you of itself from the outer world, would try to make you believe that there's only discord around you. Great is the blessing of the miracle love from the great central sun, and the miracle happiness you desire. I say charge into your outer activity and command all else to step aside till you go forth to the blazing victory that is before you, and that you are commanded to expand, to fulfill the divine plan, and fill this world with the great happiness that is immortal in the divine plans fulfilled. Thank you for your immortal presence with us tonight, and for the miracle opportunity of clothing you in the power of my love to prove myself and to prove to you how much happiness you may have when you call for the miracle love of the mighty I Am Presence to rule all with full power, and now give it touch to man. Thank you, and good night. Won't you be seated? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Beloved Alma Purity, thank you for yourself, the miracle of your love, and so charge us with those miracles in all we do in the outer world. Everywhere we go, your love and your purity take command, and those under this radiation are held in the happiness of your heart forever. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such invincible, immortal love and immortal purity from the great central sun, that the miracles and the victories that are required everywhere in the physical octave to take us forward to perfection, bud forth now, and those under this radiation are lifted under the height until their ascension. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever power of the miracle obedience of your love will enable us to go forward and render the greatest service and produce the perfection that holds America free from all that is of destruction forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, mighty Alma Purity. And beloved Saint Germain and all the great ones, for everything your love has done for us, now make us the miracle of its immortal happiness, its immortal purity, its immortal victory, until your freedom for eternity reigns through us to all. With the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask thy enfolding radiance of thy immortal love the miracle of your sacred fire around each of us. And may the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim become visible around us all in such power. Perfection comes forth everywhere at our command. To thou, beloved Arcturus, expand the unfed flame in our hearts to meet the sevenfold flame of thou. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into its distress, whatever is necessary to overwhelm every destructive force on this earth, take us forward the miracle presence of the mighty I Am in its immortal victory and immortal freedom and immortal authority, or all. And we thank you forever. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am, sanctimated, steady, father, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic host, cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Don, our beloved staff, all the group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and the great Elohim of purity and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with that world-enfolding flame of their immortal purity, their immortal miracles of perfection without limit. And may the miracle purity of their great octave engulf the earth tonight and compel the end of everything that is not the perfection of the great divine plan fulfilled as life intends. And to those who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Keep it expanding worldwide victory for the annihilation of all poverty and all else that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, we move into outer action the miracles for which we have called on the immortal purity and immortal authority and power of the seven mighty Elohim comes to our assistance to hold command in full eternal authority. As we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's love and gratitude and blessing for all we have received since we first came forth from the great central sun. And may these flames of our love draw back the immortal miracles that we want to produce in the physical world until it is flooded with them and no human thing is even recorded anywhere in the universe.